Hey, what's happening? What's going on out there in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I'd like to talk about eye contact. It is a rather tricky aspect when it comes to sharks, but probably the most important one when they are in visual range to us. Bottom line is that we hardly know anything, and the limited research that we did so far only showed that sharks prefer to approach from behind, thus avoid eye contact, and the larger the animal, the closer it does approach to the bottom. If you are interested in this research, we wrote a few papers on it, I think about three so far on the topic, and I can send them to you, no problem, just drop me a line at Let's Talk Shark. Although these results as such are already very important, it does not tell us anything with regards to eye contact and what it does when a shark is close. That a shark must be able to know where our eyes are can be assumed. Otherwise, how would they be able to determine front and back, right? But how they do it, that is a mystery. I know, I heard it plenty of times when I mentioned sight recognition between sharks and humans, that people said, that the shark just must look for our eyes. But there's a problem. How does a shark know where we have our eyes? Or is a shark not looking for our eyes as such, not for the location, but is able to detect our field of vision? I'm not sure, it beats me, but you know, field of vision has a better ring in my ears than going for the location of the eyes. Well, maybe we'll figure it out, maybe not. But today, we do not want to dwell on this question of how to know where we have our eyes and where to look for them, but to talk about what happens when we stare at each other. If sharks were dogs, we all would agree right away that something happens when we look at each other. The same is true for cats, of course, and other animals close to us. What happens? What's going on? There have been many books been written about eye contact with our pets, and the importance of such largely depends on our mental position towards our pets, our love. If you ask an animal lover, he or she would tell you that they can read each other's minds. But if you would talk to a person who hates animals, is afraid of them for whatever reason, especially dogs and cats, his or her answer would be totally different. So it comes down to the emotional connection you have with an animal. If you don't feel that you share something with a creature, it is rather unlikely to find any connection with it. But it does not mean that if you meet an unfamiliar animal that you haven't had contact before, that you can't get an immediate connection. For example, whenever I come across, let's say, a small dog, I go right away into the same sing-song as I would be with my little dog. And more often than not, the dog reacts to that. Important here is, of course, that I look into his or her eyes. Dogs have different ways to understand human emotions. For example, in 2017, it was shown that dogs are able to pick up human chemosignals to react to quote-unquote happy odor condition. Similarly, they react positively to some sounds we make. So when you create a lovely voice and talk to dogs, the response will likely be a wagging or a let's play position. So there are different ways that a dog can pick up if you're happy or not. But whenever this happens, you know, there must be eye contact. So what role does the eye contact really play in chemosignals or in just hearing positive sound patterns? So what you realize, something must happen here. Could it be that whenever a dog picks up something, they also need eye contact in order to confirm what they sense? Would make sense, right? So how about it with sharks? It's often said that a shark can sense human fear the same as dogs do. Well, you know, here we really have to draw the line. If sharks would be able to identify chemo signals as dogs can, then we would have a more uniform signal, because they must already be aware of that signal when humans actually first entered the water. So I don't really think that chemo signals is the way to go or the way to look for how sharks can detect if we're afraid or not. Of course, that leaves pretty much the hearing, the creating of arrhythmical sound patterns or in close range pressure. I think this is where it goes, but you know what? Who says that it's not really just the eye contact that actually creates an idea in a shark how we feel? I know that quote-unquote reading in someone's eyes is not very scientific, but I think we can agree that we can see happiness, grief, or any other common feeling in a person's eyes, right? So if we extend that to a dog, every dog owner would tell me that they can see that in his or her eyes as well. So what do we actually see, or better said, what do we feel? There's something going on when two creatures look at each other, but what it is remains a mystery. Some try to describe it, and I like this version. The face is a picture of the mind as the eyes are its interpreter. That is the meaning of Cicero's statement, the eyes are the windows to our soul. So on top of that one, I like this one. Mutual eye gazing functioning as a pathway to unitive consciousness through shared awareness. That's quite a load, right? Of course, that relates to humans, but what is also includes animals when we look at them. At the end, it does not really matter what's going on as long as one accepts that something is happening when looking at each other. And when I look into a shark's eye, and I realize that there's something going on, then I feel accepted, I feel connected. I can find the same thing in plenty of shark species, and that includes all the large species too. So I can see it in the eyes of a white shark as well as in the ones of a reef shark. And that is the kicker. It does not matter which species I choose, except the ones with very small eyes like nurse sharks where I can't see the pupils moving. All of them seem to follow something similar because I keep getting them, the same feeling when looking at them. I know that using a feeling to try to explain what might happen between us and sharks is not very scientific, but at this point of trying to understand the communication between us and them, everything helps. But despite that, I can make eye contact and so connect with most sharks. There are always the more rare situations where no connection occurred. I don't normally refer to that as I can't read the animal. Reading, of course, means to get a feeling from the animal, to sense the animal, and eye contact is paramount. Eye contact with a shark most often tells me right away if it is relaxed or not. Granted, we can tell why a shark is not relaxed when looking at its body language, but sometimes a quick eye contact tells you everything you need to know. But here comes the problem. You have to learn to follow your gut feeling when you look into a shark's eyes, and that takes a lot of confidence. So if you try to improve the skill, you have to hang out with sharks as much as possible in the most different scenarios you can imagine and you can create. And believe me, all of a sudden, you get an answer from a shark, and then you know you are there. This may sound a little weird, of course, you get an answer, but believe you me, once this happens, you know exactly what I tried to say. At Shark School, we have a workshop, it's called Shark Human Interaction 3, where we focus exactly on this connection, so you may be interested in, even if you just take Interaction 1, even there we already start getting into this eye contact importance. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, get to eye contact, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.